Chapter 11. True to her bear-like nature, Nia decided she was too full from dinner to do anything else and went to bed. Teo was too anxious to sleep, so he and Shio went to the common room, only to find Auristella and Ocelo had claimed the massive TV and turned on the news. Shio expressed interest in a puzzle, but when Auristella and Ocelo started ugly laughing over clips of Teo getting zapped from the sky on repeat, Teo decided he needed a task to work out his aggression. When he told Shio his plan to go to the training room, the younger boy agreed to accompany him, but only for moral support. "Good luck," Shio said, patting Teo on the back before slumping into a pile of mats with his hood pulled up and a binder of trading cards open in his lap. Teo exhaled a puff of air as he looked at all the fancy equipment he had no idea how to use. He contemplated stomping back to Nia's room and dragging her out of bed to help him. Well, if his wings refused to be bound anymore, then it was probably a good idea to learn to use them. He was the only competitor with the ability to fly, and that was his biggest advantage over the Golds. But where the hell was he supposed to start? Most birds learned how to fly when they were babies, and their mothers helped them jump from their nests. But Teo didn't have his mom, or a high enough point to jump from, so he'd have to wing it until he figured out something that worked. The floor was padded, so it seemed like a safe enough space to try. First, he practiced taking off. When he managed to get into the air, he was extremely tippy and couldn't get a good rhythm going to flap his wings. It was like he didn't have enough brain power to focus on moving his wings while also staying balanced. Keeping track of an extra set of limbs was no easy task and resulted in several attempts of getting about 3 feet off the ground before falling very gracelessly to the floor. With the slightest shift in his weight, he tried to compensate with his wings, but then he'd overcorrect and end up on his ass. It was impossible to land on his feet when he had his arms and wings knocking him off balance. But he kept getting up and kept trying again, because even if he was a fool, he was a stubborn fool who was determined to get something right. After the 30th or so fall, Teo realized Shio had dozed off on his nest of mats, so at least he didn't have an audience. Sitting on the floor with sweat running down his face, Teo was losing his patience. "Would you just cooperate?" he growled, throwing his elbow back into his wing. The other one flung itself around and whacked him in the face. Scowling, Teo spat tiny blue and green feathers from his mouth. Maybe the problem was the wings weren't strong enough yet. After being bound for so long, perhaps they'd lost the muscles required for balanced flight. Maybe he needed to strengthen his shoulders or whatever to gain some control. For extra safety, Teo dragged over one of the mats, careful not to wake Shio in the process. Next, he got the chalk stuff on his hands because he saw gym bros do it on TV and approached one of the weight racks. The weights were circular discs, the shape and size of shields. After eyeballing the selection for all of 5 seconds, he went to get a 50-pound weight. He remembered what Aurelio had said, to hold the weight close and use his legs. When it didn't budge, he downgraded to 45 pounds, and then 30 pounds. Teo rolled the weight on its edge over to the area he'd set up. After some struggling, he hefted it up, holding it to his chest with crossed arms. This was bound to get his wings stronger. He started moving his wings in wide, forceful flaps. Sweat prickled his forehead by the time he finally managed to lift himself off the floor. The added weight seemed to at least steady the tipping, but it took concerted effort to keep his wings going. So much, in fact, that he squeezed his eyes into a grimace. And when he opened them again, he was 10 feet in the air. A triumphant laugh bubbled in his throat, throwing off his concentration. He dropped a couple of inches and rushed to catch himself, struggling to find the steady rhythm again. That was when the door opened and Aurelio walked in. He was dressed in the academy-provided workout gear, black shorts and a tank top that covered very little of his well-built frame. He took a few steps before noticing Teo. Teo cursed under his breath. Of course he would show up right here, right now. He always seemed to get a front row look at Teo in his worst possible moments. Teo did his best to ignore Aurelio, but the excessive sweat on his hands was turning the chalk dust into a paste, and the rubbery coating of the weight slipped in his fingers. Teo attempted to heft it higher onto his chest while still keeping aloft, but the sudden shift made him drop another foot. Aurelio stopped, crossed his arms over his chest, and watched. If he had a free hand, Teo would have flipped him the bird. Panting hard, Teo gritted his teeth and tried to push through it, determined to not fail in front of Aurelio. But his arms burned and a stitch stabbed into his side. He could feel the muscles in his back and wings trembling. He tried to hold on to the weight, but he was losing his grip. When he made one last desperate attempt to hoist the weight, his right wing cramped and gave out. Teo let out a strangled shout as he tipped back and fell from the air. He landed on his back, hard, the single flimsy mat doing nothing to break his fall. A split second later, the weight crashed down on top of him. Oof! The weight crushed all the air from his lungs. Spots dotted his vision. He tried to push it off, but his arms were too weak from holding it up for so long. Teo gave up and collapsed back onto the mat, wings splayed and arms flopped uselessly at his sides. He closed his eyes and wished for Aurelio to leave him to sit in his humiliation, or for Saul to just let him pass out and escape embarrassment. But of course, neither would make things that easy for him. "Do you need help?" Teo opened his eyes to find Aurelio standing over him, looking down with a placid expression. His soot-soft black hair was pulled back from his face in its usual knot, and his thick eyebrows were furrowed with concern over his clay-colored eyes. A faint scent of smoke followed him around. It wasn't strong, more like the way Teo's hoodie still smelled faintly of smoke weeks after he'd worn it to a bonfire. When Teo didn't respond, Aurelio added, "Or is this some new workout routine I'm not familiar with?" Teo mustered all the energy he had left to glare. "Either help me or be an ass," Teo wheezed. "Not both." The corner of Aurelio's lips twitched into an almost smile. He stooped down and lifted the weight with frustrating ease, setting it on the mat next to Teo. Teo sucked in a deep breath, rubbing his aching chest. He watched as Aurelio wandered over to the water cooler. The smart thing would probably be to take the L and go to bed, but Teo rarely ever did what was smart, and he wasn't about to start now. He got to his feet and started flapping again. "You're not fully extending your wings." Teo turned just in time as Aurelio tossed him a water bottle. He scrambled and managed to catch it. "Yes, I am." To prove his point, he stood upright and unfurled his large wings. Teo smirked, but Aurelio gave him an exasperated look. "Roll your shoulders down and back," he said, going through the motions himself. His rounded shoulders sank, pulling his shirt taut across his well-toned chest. "Open up your chest." Teo scowled, a flush creeping across his cheeks. Was he showing off? "Since when are you an expert in wings?" Aurelio shook his head and moved to what looked like a jungle gym with a bunch of weights and pulleys. It went against all of his instincts to do what Aurelio told him to, but he could at least give it a try, just to prove him wrong. Teo waited until Aurelio was focused on repositioning a piece of equipment, and then he tried rolling his shoulders down and back. Automatically, his wings extended out, locking into place a good 2 feet wider than he'd ever managed before. "Whoa," Teo breathed, examining his feathers as they gleamed under the lights. "Told you," Aurelio said, not looking up from what he was doing, but he wore a small, pleased grin. The only thing Teo hated more than being wrong was Aurelio being right. There's some stretches.
No thanks.
It'll help your wingspan. You just want me to die of boredom, Teo grumbled as he stomped back to the weight rack. Maybe if he tried a lighter one. If you push yourself too hard, you'll either hurt yourself or be too sore to compete, Aurelio said, leaning against the rack. Teo dug his fingers into the weight. I'm not a child, he said, stubbornly meeting Aurelio's sharp gaze. That wasn't a personal attack, Aurelio said slowly, evenly. It was hard to get into a fight with someone when they refused to raise their voice. Teo decided to take that as a challenge. Oh, so you're just offering advice out of the kindness of your heart? I thought you wanted to win this thing. Aurelio steeled himself. I do, he said, maybe more to himself than to Teo. I do, but I don't want to be Sunbearer just because you... He cut himself off. What was that about? Just because I'm what? Just because I'm Jade? Just because I'm weak enough not to be worth playing against? His voice wavered. This isn't a game, Aurelio said, frowning. Teo's chest tightened. I know that. Then why do you act like it is? Aurelio asked, expression deadly serious. Teo thought maybe he really wanted an answer, that he wasn't trying to get under Teo's skin. Teo froze, not knowing how to respond. From the corner of his eye, he noticed some movement. Back on the stack of mats, Shio had woken up. He sat up, watching Teo and Aurelio, a small crease between his brows. Frustration clouded Teo's mind and dug under his skin. I'm taking it seriously. What's twisted is how excited you and your friends are to become a murderer. Aurelio straightened. Without the sacrifice, the world would end, he reminded him. Yeah, well, if getting killed is such an honor, he grunted, trying to move the weight, then it's the winner who should be sacrificed. For a moment, Teo thought he'd won because Aurelio didn't say anything, but then he finally spoke, his voice terse. It's not a fair fight, Aurelio said. Teo shoved the weight back onto the rack with a clang before turning on Aurelio. Why? He snapped. Because I'm not a gold? Aurelio jerked back, surprised, but quickly recovered. Yes, he said, as if it were obvious. The Academy has been training us for this since we were children. You have no idea what you're doing. Teo let out a sharp, bitter laugh, shaking his head. Wow, you are so full of yourself. The muscles in Aurelio's jaw jumped, his nostrils flared. If you'd trained half as long as the rest of us have, you'd actually do pretty well. You take shit way too seriously. Finally, Aurelio snapped. And you don't take things seriously enough. Every ugly feeling Teo kept closed off and pushed away was dragged to the surface. Every time he felt not godly enough to be a gold, or too godly to be a boy. Every cruel look from Auristella, and every terrible laugh from Ocello. Every time Aurelio turned his back on him, it twisted and churned and leapt from his mouth. You golds run around pretending to be heroes when you're just bullies with a god complex, he spat. I'm trying to keep me and my friends alive. All you care about are the rankings and making mommy proud. Aurelio's coppery eyes flashed. Teo waited for Aurelio to get angry, to yell and rage, because he wanted to fight. He wanted to make Aurelio feel small. He wanted Aurelio to see what it was like. But, of course, Aurelio would never give him what he wanted. Aurelio straightened his back, his cool facade in place, even though Teo could see how his hands clenched into fists at his sides. You're going to get yourself killed. He said it simply, plainly, before turning and leaving the training room, the door clattering shut behind him. In his wake, Teo was left breathless on shaky legs. He wanted Aurelio to leave, but it still hurt when he walked away. Quietly, Shio walked up to him. That was weird, he said, looking at where Aurelio had left before giving Teo a nervous glance. You okay? I'm fine, he said. He sniffed and wiped the sweat from his brow. He wouldn't let Aurelio get under his skin. This was all just some machismo power play, and Teo wasn't going to fall for it. More important, he wasn't going to let Aurelio win, and there was only one way to stop that from happening. If Teo wanted to take down the Golds, then he was going to have to act like a Gold.